Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building, you know what it is, man, you tuned in live right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hey, get at us, go to MZ_STL at Twitter, hit me up, I got you, go to the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, we do follow back, and get at us at Dollhouse Radio, see the whole squad, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for y'all, man, because that's what we do, you know, even into the 2020, we're still doing the same thing, just on a bigger level. But, hey, before I go any further, let me get this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rapstar 412. What's the word, y'all?
Yo,
hey,
what's good, everybody? What's popping? What's popping?
What's going on?
Same shit, different toilet. Just like that. Hey, real quick, before we, like, you know, man, condolences on Kobe Bryant, man. That's, like, insane. Him and his, one of his children.
Daughter.
Yeah, his daughter were killed this morning in an accident in a private helicopter. You know, like, condolences coming from every direction, especially the sports world, because, hey, MJ was good, but Kobe, he's been one of the best. You know what I'm saying?
The family.
Yeah.
The mama, the mother, I mean, I feel for his mama and, you know, his wife and the mother of his children. Got all daughters. Like, that's been crazy. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
When I just seen it on social media a couple hours ago, I was like, what? And at first, I was like, that shit is fucked up. The, you know, the team, his family, you know, they showing the pictures. But then I turned the radio on when I was doing some cleaning, or washing the dog. And I heard them say his daughter was in there too. I said, oh, my God. It, like, it hit home. You know what I'm saying? That's hurtful. I mean, it's a child, and he going to do a good deed. You know,
right.
And condolences to the other family, the other parent and child that was in there also. Let's not forget about them. Just because we don't know who it is don't mean, you know what I'm saying? They don't deserve the same treatment.
Yeah, it's reportedly, what, five people that were that were all killed in the accident. But it's so crazy.
They said
crazy
it was nine. They said it was nine people in there. Nine.
It's just sad. I don't care if it was a half a person. It's sad. It's just a
absolutely
sad situation. I don't wish nothing like that on nobody. The families are, you know, I feel bad for their families. I know they are.
And I mean, he was young. I mean, he was young himself. He was only 41.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so
right.
I mean, that was a crush. I had to look, you know, because I don't know who does it, but you know, a lot of people, sick motherfuckers, they have that hoax shit where they'll like, you know, say that a celebrity is deceased, and then you find out later.
Yeah,
that
that's what
it
I
was,
thought
you know,
about that
all
first
it
too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, huh, what, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I didn't believe it, but, man, just it's crazy. That's a hit to the, and not just to the sports world, just to everybody, because, I mean, he was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't in the headlines on the, you know, messed up stuff, and the fact that he was going to, you know, do something to, you know, help out, you know, that's even more, well, you know. It's just fucked up. But,
uh-huh.
Man, condolences all over, man. I mean, I don't really know, you know, that's all you really can say. We not living that situation. So, just prayers up to the, you know, his family and friends and all that, because that's a crusher,
mm-hmm,
right there.
Yeah.
anything going on with you guys? What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm over here exhausted like a motherfucker.
Man,
I'm tired. Trying to get my life in order. I'm all over the place. New things going on in my life, and it got me all over the damn place. That's all right, because there's about to be more new things going on. You know, just
that's
trying to
right
get a grip. You know, you try to work. It's only 24 hours in a day, and I be needing at least 28 of them motherfuckers. I don't know where I'm going to find the other four.
Shit.
It ain't like your ass don't sleep no way.
I do. Y'all need to stop. I do. I don't sleep long. That's all. I got issues. I got sleep apnea. Sometimes I be cold rock to the world. But lately I've been falling asleep on every goddamn body that I talk to. So it takes me to work myself to death. I'd be about to die. If only people, I have so much going on in this big ass head, you know, so many ideas, so many things that I know that I'm about to do. You know, I think it's the excitement and the stress. You know what I'm saying? This year is just weighing heavy on me. You know, it's weighing heavy.
Damn,
people only know.
Just got in it.
Yeah, but I got shit to do. A whole lot of shit. A whole lot of shit on a mission.
Okay.
On a mission. Ready for the world. Look, ready for the world.
I know that's right. 412, how you feeling, bro?
I'm good. I'm just chilling. I don't know how I got this. Well, I know how I got this, but I got three days consecutively, back-to-back-to-back off of work, you know.
Oh, wow.
So,
I'll have a nice little trade day weekend. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, today
Look, congratulations.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know, because I already had Saturday or Sunday off and everything like that. And my company, they're kind of slow right now. So they've been actually kind of like not really giving employees hours, especially the part-time people, when they want to make the full-time people use some of their sick time to alleviate the hours of the week. So I volunteered and everything like that. So I was like, well, let me take Friday off. Let me add that Friday. And it kind of worked in my favor. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was on a little mini vacation. So that was nice, real nice. So I'm just chilling right now, soaking everything up with this COVID situation and like, damn, the month's not even over yet, and motherfuckers is dropping like flies, man. It's crazy.
Okay. I hope that that's not a trend, you know, for this year. But we gon' real quick, we gon' just jump into. We don't have the Dollhouse announcements yet. I know y'all like, hey, what's going on with Dollhouse? But you know what I'm saying, it's coming. You know what I'm saying, we'll get to that. What we gonna do is jump into that Rap Star Holler real quick, and then we come back. He gonna tell y'all where they do that at. So let's get to it. Holler. My name is Rap. Hey, that was our one and only Rap Star 412, his song, Holla. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up on the line, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the one and we got you. But on to that, 412.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so this is for all you Bible thumpers out there. You know me, and anybody who's been, you know, listening to this know my viewpoint on religion and everything like that. But this is for y'all Bible thumpers out there. So check this out. Anybody knows the King James Version of the Bible? The LGBT has came out with a new version of the King James Version of the Bible. It's called the Queen James Bible, no pun intended. The scriptures that they have in the Bible, in the context of the Bible, I guess there is, you know, I don't know what the book is. I haven't read it. It's probably really not my thing to read, but it's interesting that they say that, you know, the scriptures in the Bible that they have in the Bible, they're going to try to make it, how can I say, they're trying to make it pertaining to the lifestyle of the LGBT, to try to preach the gospel to the gay community, build faith, this, that, and the third. And you can also get it for $29.99 on Amazon.com. I didn't know it was an actual book until I actually researched it, and one of the links came up to where you can purchase it on Amazon. I think it's crazy, you know. I want to know what y'all think about, you know, the LGBT changing the scriptures of y'all's Bible to fit the LGBT's agenda or whatever. What do y'all think about that?
I think it's bullshit. Hey, leave that shit alone, bro. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to mold. This millennial shit drives me fucking insane. Y'all motherfuckers, Rest, I know you a millennial, but you a different type of millennial, bro. Oh, God, you don't act like any other millennial.
I was born in 91. I was born in 91, so that make me a millennial?
Yeah, nigga, if you under 30, you a millennial.
Fuck.
Right.
Okay. Damn,
nigga,
I wasn't trying to be
putting
that.
If you under 30? if you under 30, 30?
You a baby.
Yeah, if you want the dirty 30, you're
but
a fucking millennial.
But that's you got millennial. An old soul, so you have an old
that's
soul.
That's what I'm saying.
You're a different type of person.
That's why I said he different than any millennial I know. However, anyway, back to this. What I'm saying is motherfuckers always want to mold shit to fit their agenda. Leave shit alone. All this LGBT, LMNOPQIV shit. Leave that shit alone. Don't mess with the Bible. Don't mess, you know what I'm saying, mess with the word. I'm not saying that. I believe there are so many variations. There are already 50,000 variations of biblically of the word. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, I don't fuck with them. All that, and mothers begat daughters and sons begot fathers begot daughters and all that. I don't rock with all that. You're not going to put that in my, I'm not going to let you instill that in me. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, when it comes to the whole LGBT thing, Q, X, Y, V, all that, motherfuckers to me is just making things to mold and fit their own agenda. That's all that is. I don't see it being anything past that. You can't go in and change the scripture, and what are you gonna have lesbian acts in the Bible? What the fuck could you possibly go in there and say I'm gonna change the scripture to what a dude?
Adam and Eve,
dude, seriously, it's Adam and
it's
Steve.
Gonna be
and,
Adam,
I mean,
and
you're gonna
be
rewrite
Adam
it?
And
what
Steve.
Are you saying?
Adam
what
and
is,
Steve,
I mean,
and Eve and
about?
Penelope. Eve and Penelope, Adam and Steve.
Yep. Penelope, dude. Penelope, really? Seriously.
Yeah,
Penelope.
Even
Penelope.
I
went
came up
there?
With that a while ago. Yeah, I came up
okay.
with that a while ago.
You can have that. You can have that. I mean, I don't think it's as many things, as many barriers as, you know, they have to deal with. I really think saying that, oh, we're going to rewrite scriptures and redo a LGBT Bible, get the fuck out of there with that shit. Go sit your eyes down. There's too many things out here that you really need to be tending to that are really issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, I ain't with it. I wouldn't entertain anything about it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's gonna be a hailstorm, and I'm surprised. I mean, Amazon, they sell any fucking thing. It don't matter. You can put any kind of
like
book out there. You know what I'm saying? And they're gonna bite it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
I would read the scriptures. I would read the scriptures, and I'd be like, how the hell is Noah gonna breed them two male lions over there, man? Can't do that. in all seriousness, you know, people, they're going to do what they want to do. You know, I guess it's for, you know, I don't agree with none of it. I don't like religion anyway. So for me, it's no skin off my nose on that one. But I think, you know, you're going to have a problem with, you know, the old school way of thinking when it comes to religion and everything. And being that, you know, certain parts of the book, I guess, you know, talks about homosexuality, this, that, and the third and everything. But, you know, we all got to come to terms and understand that, you know, I mean, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I mean, it is what it is. But when you touch in certain things, you don't have to change scriptures of the Bible to fit your agenda. Won't you just live your life how you want to live it? You know, that's what everybody thinks. That's what I think everybody just doesn't understand. You know, there's a lot of people.
You sound so far away, Nishi. Yeah, my check.
Yeah, I said, preach, brother, preach. Do I still sound far away?
No.
No, you better. But I'm like, people, they're just afraid to, I think a lot of people are afraid to be who they are and try to be everything else. You know, like I said, I don't really, you know, I'm not a part of the LGBT, so I don't really, you know, have, you know, the same views as people who would, you know, be in that, you know, group. But, you know, I think a lot of people, they're just not happy with themselves, so they always got to constantly change shit to fit the agenda that they might be going through when they can just do whatever the hell they want to do. You know, you don't – me personally, I feel that, you know – If you are a homosexual, I don't understand why would you need to change your whole sex just to sleep with the same gender. You know, I mean, that's just me. You know,
Hold on. Now we going into a different category because you talking about physically changing your anatomy. That's like the person that is feels like they're in the wrong body. It's not a sexuality thing. It is a I feel like I have the wrong genitalia. My mindset is not of this. I don't feel like I'm in the. Some of it I don't understand. And I'm gonna tell y'all a quick motherfucking story, cause you know what I'm saying. I used to, you know, love the bartend bar. Had a patron come in who was, his name was, fuck it, I'm gonna throw it out there, cause that motherfucker put it all over social media. His name was Frog. Frog came in there and used to talk about wanting to be a woman. And we laughed. Everybody laughed it off. The guys laughed it off. But when you started, you can't come into that motherfucker dressed as Susan and then try to go in the bathroom and pull your dick out. Look, we can't. Listen. That's not gonna happen. You gotta go on that note because you tripping. You know what I'm saying? You can't make other. My thing is, do you all day, just in the midst of doing you, don't make other people feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't. I mean, they can't walk in the women's restroom and whip their dick out. You know what I'm saying? So real talk. You know what I'm saying? Just don't make other people feel uncomfortable while you're doing what you do. You know what I'm saying?
And this is the reason why I think, you know, they're going to use the Bible, because there's, you know, Bible thumpers who aren't in the LGBT who use the Bible to try to make other people feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? So this is another way to try to control people or try to push their agenda on that. You know, because I see it on a daily basis with regular church folks, like church folks, you know, putting their beliefs out there on that and judging people. So they're going to, that's a new technology, a new tool to try to, you know, well, this is how it should be, this, that, and the third and everything like that. So that's where I was going with it, with that. You know, people just aren't happy with themselves. Like I said, I'm not for religion. I feel that a person can reach enlightenment and spirituality without the book of something that they don't know nothing about and can't explain and nothing like that. You can reach happiness with your own happiness without that. But people tend to do what they want to do. But we also got to understand that people also use religion and also use the book, the Bible, the book, to try to control people. And that's what we need to separate. you know.
One of the most powerful things is religion out here. That's why people, it's sad that some of the things that go on and people turn to the church, and the church ain't living right out here, man. This shit is they need to get it together. But yeah, that's crazy, dog. I don't, sit y'all ass down. It's other shit you really need to be worried about. And I mean, don't push your agenda on other people. Period. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about sexuality, none of that. Just whatever your agenda is, let people do them and let motherfuckers be happy. Who you fucking is who you fucking. I don't care because I'm not fucking you. So hey, do your thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
In the name of Mr. Rogers and Barney, you're special. You know, you gotta understand that you're special. you're special to somebody. And speaking of special, real quick, where they do that at? I think they do this somewhere in a place called Mesa, AZ, Arizona. Shout out to AZ. Now, we're on the right show for this one. A woman, she was rushed to the hospital. The reason why she was rushed to the hospital was because they had to surgically remove a sex toy from her vagina. Got caught up in there. To be fair, it wasn't her fault. It was her dumbass boyfriend's fault. She got this vibrator. It's called a Vasper. Vasper vibrating necklace by Crave. It's a necklace, and I guess it's like a little mini vibrator that you would use externally for external use. That means outside of the body. That means, you know, you could rub it on your neck. You could rub it, you know, anywhere you want that's outside of the body. Well, she was wearing it to dinner when she went out with her boyfriend, I guess, trying to be like, look what I got, you know. So later on that night, they mosey on down to the bedroom and got it cracking. And the guy had, you know, an idea maybe he can use the vibrator while they, you know, doing that foreplay. During that foreplay, you know, all of a sudden the woman ended up feeling sharp pains in her abdomen. Was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? All of a sudden, all you heard was, uh-oh. And that's what happened. So,
like a kid dropping a cup on the floor.
You know, so they drove to the hospital. The OBGYN and damn near everybody in the hospital was puzzled because they was having a hard time finding the vibrator. It wasn't located in her vagina. I guess it moved to a different place in her body. So they was kind of playing hide and seek with it. They ended up getting it out and everything. But the weird thing was, while it was still in there, it was still vibrating. You know what I'm saying? So imagine, you got something stuck in you, and this shit was still vibrating, you know, on the commute from home to the hospital, from getting out the car to the emergency room, it's still vibrating. From you getting laid out on the table, they spray your legs, it's still vibrating and everything. I mean, at least you didn't lose it. You could probably pinpoint a place in the body and be like, it's vibrating right here. Right here. You got your built-in GPS system. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so they got it out. I'm glad that they, you know, got it out, because that would be a real bother to have something move in your body and it's vibrating and shit like that, you know. It's kind of odd. Niecy, how would you feel if that happened to you, man?
Right. Yeah. That's some good battery. Fuck that. But ain't a baby.
Oh,
it shouldn't be in there. All up in it's past. She had it up there past her ovaries. It must have been really small. One of them finger ones. She shouldn't even let that motherfucker do all that.
Shit. Talk about water resistant. Water resistant.
Them were some good ass batteries. Where'd she get them from?
Home Depot.
Them was them watch batteries.
Uh-huh.
They wasn't no motherfucking double A's or triple A's. Shit, she lucky her motherfucking ass ain't had acid in her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you know, you would be surprised what get caught up in there, especially if you got one of them deep holes.
Them dugouts.
One of the ones that never end. Shit. Mm-mm. Nasty. When you got one of them motherfuckers that never end, I think you nasty. Seriously. Look, you can't even feel them walls. That shit is just lost. Mm-mm. Baby nasty.
Hey, y'all gotta be careful what y'all let people just put up in there, and don't let these dudes be out here dog walking your shit. And don't be out here being none of these $40 hoes getting dug out, talking about some I need $40 so you can go get you a motherfucking weed ponytail to throw in your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here getting dug out for the $40, y'all. Don't do that. I remember somebody told me a story about this dude was hitting so hard he flipped her cervix. What the utter fuck were you trying to do? I didn't even know that was possible without it being like something surgical. Seriously?
That was a nigga who just got out of jail.
Something? Y'all gotta be better about what y'all just letting people slide and glide on this year. Be better and ask for more than $40. But anyway, let's do a real quick break, and we're going to come back and see what's popping with the hot seat. Let's do the STL boogie. Don't act. It's my little jam right here. Let's go.
Take my time, talking so fine. Sit back and unwind. Let me put this on your mind. Drip, drip like a faucet. Can I turn you on? I'll do all the things that I know will make you wrong. I'm trying to turn this right here into your favorite song. Just open up for me and let me get your mind blown. I'm talking ecstasy, and you don't need a pill. Just put your hands in my path and you see how I feel. Now you got me, girl. Big heart is still. Now stop front, girl. You know you wanna let me dream. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl, I know you want to do. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes. Come on, girl, let's go.
Yeah, that was STL Boogie. Don't act. Don't act like you don't know that song, little shit. And you just tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, don't hesitate to press the one. We got you. Okay, so real quick, you know, before we get into those honey dip thoughts, this situation just won't, it doesn't seem to want to die. So, you know, for the last couple years, Gabrielle Union had been doing, she had a stint on AGT, America's Got Talent. Now, if you notice, over the last couple years, a few of the females, never the males, unless by choice, have seemed to, like, kind of have revolving seats, you know what I'm saying? But recently, and I don't know if there's any lawsuit pending or talk or anything like that at this point, but she is saying that basically she was, you know, discriminated against because the one of the reasons that they gave her for letting her go was that some of her hairstyles were too black for the AGT audience. Whatever the fuck that means. I mean, come on, we already know she's black and she do the, you know, puffy hair or sometimes the braids and things of that nature. But she, you know, kind of the backlash was like she said that it was a very toxic culture and environment. And she felt like the reason that they let her go was because she was not willing to be the, quote, happy Negro for them. And it's people have had a lot to say. A lot of people have stepped forward on her behalf in regards to getting let go from the show. But, I mean, do you guys think that ethnically, just like her hair and her being, you know, an outspoken, you know, black female figure on the show, which they really don't have a lot of those, because if you notice, wasn't what's the girl from Spice Girls? Wasn't she on there? And for a quick little minute, and then she was gone. If you notice the revolving doors,
it sounds like a prejudice thing to me. Sounds like some prejudice going on. You do have a point that all the women that have been let go at some point have been black women. Could be a coincidence, or it could be true.
Like the face,
of
AGT.
But man, if they let that shit, let somebody find out what's really going on, and there's some type of tape recording, you know, because it's always something to prove something. It's always something.
Mm-hmm.
She better go and get that check. She better go ahead and get that check. Because if that shit is true, whatever you're doing tonight, gonna come to the light though.
She felt like it was a lot of sexism going on, and I mean, you know, and then Terry Crews had something to say about it, and I really don't even understand why the fuck he opened his right. I mean, I don't even understand
fuck
where he came from left field about it. And of course, he said, you know, he can't speak on the sexism part, but on behalf of the racial aspect of it, he said he never experienced it within his time with them, and it was a very diverse place to work, and you know, things of that nature. But I really just think he's saying that to, you know, because he don't want to burn no bridges. But my thing is, you really didn't have to step out and say any fucking thing. So
yeah,
he
could have said something about homeboy grabbing his dick. That's what he should have been worried about or saying something about. How you gonna let a nigga do that to you?
Oh,
but you
want to
speak
on
somebody
else? You part of the Me Too movement, bro.
Yeah, you
know
part of the
saying?
Me Too
like,
movement. You being a victim and shit. You want to say something about that, but you don't want to talk about a grown man grabbing your nuts and you not doing anything because you want to keep your wealth and you want to be good with Hollywood, so you let a nigga grab you and squeeze your nuts. Fuck that nigga. Manhood, not. But, I heard something similar to that. I also heard like something a little different. She was saying that, you know, behind the scenes, they was conspiring against, like, even the contest. Like, there was, I guess there was, like, a rapper, a young boy who was a rapper, and he was good, and she overheard, like, the judges saying, well, we shouldn't pick him because he's not something that, you know, America should, you know, promote and everything like that. I heard a different...
Is this allegedly, or she physically said that, or that's something you heard?
Well, I read an article where she actually said so, that, you know, there was something going on with that. It wasn't even just, like, her hairstyle. I'm pretty sure it had something to do with that, too. But I try to stress to everybody... And people, what people don't really understand or really understand, like, what's going on in the world is, when we are in professional America, mainstream America, they don't like anything ethnic. They want everything to be culturally mainstream. That means Caucasian.
Yeah.
Means Caucasian.
Come on, say it right. Blue-eyed and blonde hair. Say it right.
Right, yeah, you're blue-eyed and blonde hair, and even if you are black, you're supposed to wear your weave all straight and shit like that, and nothing ethnic. I don't know if people remember this, but something stuck out to me watching Living Single. I remember watching Living Single when I was a kid, and I remember there was an episode where Kyle, if anybody know the Kyle from Living Single, he was always suave,
yeah,
he was dapper,
yeah,
debonair, you know,
yeah,
he was always. He was always that dude, you know, and he
Absolutely.
Spoke eloquently. He had
right.
etiquette. He spoke eloquently. You know, he was like a prince, you know, walked always with his head up high and spoke very highly of himself. So he
right.
was going to this job interview or the job he was going to, and they kind of said something about his hair, being that he had, like, those locks. It wasn't even long.
I think
they were
I
just,
remember
you know,
that.
Yeah. And the guy was saying there was something wrong with you, the way you dress. And he's like, my shirts are Armani, my shoes are this, all these name brand clothes I got. And you're going to say there's something wrong with me. And the guy was like talking about your hair. And this was another brother who was saying this. So being the fact that we always had, you know, issues like that where we couldn't be ourselves, but we can have Kardashian come outside with cornrows and everybody applaud her. But let us come with some cornrows, and it's time to get fired, and it's time to get this, it's time to get that. What people don't understand is we can never be ourselves. We always have to have somebody copy us, or we are condemned from being ourselves. It's just like I seen another article where there was a white girl wearing box braids, and there was a whole discussion on that. And I told people, I said, you know, it's not the fact that the white girl is wearing box braids. You can do whatever you want to do with your hair. It's fine. But when you have black people in everyday America who is going to work, and you have little kids going to school, and the school is suspending them because of their braids, suspending them and expelling them because of their afros, because of their dreadlocks, but yet you got white people out here wearing the same hairstyle, and nobody's penalizing them for wearing those. But this is our natural hair, or our natural, you know, hairstyles that we have in our own community and our own people. But we get penalized for that. We can't even grow out our dreads professionally in corporate white America because they don't like that. But let somebody else, a white person, do it, it's cool with them. It's a double standard. It has nothing to do with the hairstyle. It has everything to do with the double standard and the races and the prejudice. And that's what people need to understand. And once we get past that, we can be a better country. But at the same time, you still got people who just don't understand.
Real shit. Drop the mic, bro. Drop the mic.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Mic,
he wanted today. Preach, brother.
Okay. No, drop the mic.
Today.
Hey, and that was, that
damn.
Was, I love it. That was genius. That was a genius. It was genius. I love it. I'm all for what you just said, man. I second all that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be, I ain't trying to be funny. And I hang around a lot of white people. All facets of life. All different genres of life all the time. Good friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, but let me tell y'all, I hate to see a Caucasian individual with dreads. That
same
irks this is my opinion. That irks the fuck out of me. Like, to see that particular style where they tried to mat it and I don't stop that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because It's like they, you know, you hate to, I hate to say that people are stealing epic, you know, people, different people's ethnicities. It's okay to take a little bit, because I feel like I'm not gonna say that the African American community have not adapted some things, some Caucasian, you know, traits and some
religion.
Of the things that they do.
I said religion is one of them.
Okay, and swear by it. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I just look. You know what? I'm gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna slide into the Honey Dip Thoughts. I don't want to cut into her segment because I should have just left it with what this man said, because that was great. My hats off to you, my dude, because you said that.
Yep.
Anyway, everybody wants to know what Honey Dip is thinking. So, Honey Dip, what's going on in your world, Mom? What's good?
I'm so tired. I was well rested, I thought. Then I just, just trying to get some balance in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing so many things, and I'm just trying to get a consistent schedule. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard, but, you know, I'm working it out. Be feeling like I'm about to pass out, like right now.
Did you make it? It works like 30 jobs, don't you?
I'm really, 2020 came in with all types of options on top of being sick. You know what I'm saying? On top of not feeling good and everything else. And every day, I'm going to be honest, every day I don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Every day I go through that feeling. You know what I'm saying? This hurt, that hurt. But guess what? I push through. It's, you know what I mean? It's not something to worry about or brag about. What I say, complain about. You know what I'm saying? I've been like that. I've had issues and all types of issues since 2001. You know what I'm saying? Since I first came home. So, I mean, I have learned to adapt to it. You know, it's just some days it's worse than others. But I still keep on pushing. Bills got to be paid. I got a lot of things I'm trying to do, you know, for 2020. And I'm not letting anything stop me. And you know,
yeah,
anything whatsoever. Either you get with it or get the fuck away from me. And that's just point blank.
Oh, my God. DC, I love you so much. I say the outside. Either you going to roll with me or get rolled the fuck over. Get
and
out of
my
way.
And if I feel
way.
That, there is, and I'm saying is this, you know, I love my family to death. But.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? I'm at a point right now where fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with my youngest, and I let her, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talked and everything.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, I guess she sees, you know, this is the one that's in college and stuff, and she sees where my mind is at. You know what I'm saying? She definitely sees it.
You
got to
show them better
like,
than you can tell them sometimes, more often
yeah,
than not.
Yeah, because I done raised my kids. I done raised mine, and I'm done. I'm tired. I'm tired of taking care of grown people. I'm just tired. And, you know, the emotional stress that it leaves on me is too much. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just focused on right now. I do a million things a day. I don't even know how. Like I said, it's just not enough hours in a day. And then when I don't feel good, I still push. I still push through because ain't nobody going to do it but me. I'm getting ready for a Honey's After Hours spot, and that is stressful
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
I ain't getting, you know, I'm
yeah,
bringing that back towards the end of March. And I'm sorry y'all hear sizzling, but I'm cooking at the same time. You already know. A fat bitch got to eat something. Shit. But eventually, that's my problem. Like, I really don't eat till the evening, and I can't change my schedule due to the fact that even the dog can't adapt. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm up and ready to go at 6 o'clock in the morning. Even if I don't sleep, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I got to get up. I got shit to do. I got places to go, like everybody else. I'm up trying to get ready at 6. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't get in here till 11. Sometimes I get in here like one day a week. I've realized one day a week I get in here like 5. You know, but I took today and yesterday and said I just can't do it. That I need to, you know, I told people like I need to have some time for myself. You know,
right?
I need to rest my body. You know what I mean? And I just, and then it's crazy because I needed that time, but then I was frustrated like, damn, I should just go 1 o'clock in. You know what I'm saying?
Look
even
at,
this
look
morning.
At.
My, but then I kept my ass at home. I was like, fuck it, because I ain't feel like rushing to get there. You know what I'm saying? And then
but
even
shit,
today,
if you down because you're not resting, though, you ain't good to nobody.
But
not even your damn self. Sit your ass
shit.
Down.
It's shit that needs
sometimes
to be done.
Sometimes you got to not, you have to not do shit. Sometimes it be like that, dog. You have to
yo,
not,
I'm,
you
I'm,
have to.
But you know what? My brain, I may not be doing shit, but my motherfucking brain be on 2099. So at the same time, I'll be worn down from not doing shit but thinking. If a motherfucker knew the things I'm thinking and the things that I'm trying to plan and the things that I need to execute, you know what I'm saying? And by me being the only one that can do it, it becomes like the world is just, you know, my brain be going in a million miles per hour. And I keep a lot to myself until I know that I'm in that position now. You know what I'm saying? I don't speak on it, but trust and believe, honey's after hour spot is coming to light the end of March.
Yeah.
It will be back on
they
the
wait,
end of
they
March.
They waiting on honey after hour spots, man. We've been waiting.
The end of March.
You got to give the people what the fuck they want. Got to give them what they want.
It's back on the end of March. We do have cable network, some cable stuff coming through out of Chicago.
Okay.
What's that? iHeartRadio. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff, you know, going on for it. But I won't be all the way kicking it out as far as the cable stuff until I get to Chicago and see some paperwork. So, you know, I mean, that offer is there. And I love the people who do that did make the offer for me, you know, to me. But I need to still see some paperwork. I'm over just because we're friends. I'm over that. I'm over just because we're friends.
Hell no. Right.
I've done that, but this is my name at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds good, and I trust them. I trust them more than most people. You know what I'm saying? But I still got to think about my name. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot going on that and some other things, you know. I can't even sit still. I got an idea for a new product that I want, that I'm trying to make here in my kitchen. It's like finding the time to do things. I got everything sitting here on a fun kitchen table. Just ain't sat still to do it. You know? God, like you said, I got 30 jobs, and it ain't no joke.
I'm
worn
bad.
Down, though.
We know you're the bag,
down.
Lady.
Yes.
Be getting that bag,
trying to make
baby.
Some changes. That book, working on the book, like this shit is hard. You know, we know I don't want to speak about the other situation we talked about, well, the movie that we talked about. I don't know what's going
right.
on or whatever, but we shall find out. We're on a media blackout, but hey, we shall see what's going on. They emailing me, but still, I don't handle those emails. I transfer those to my manager, and until, you know, things is handled correctly, I won't be stepping in front of nobody's camera. Not for that.
Right.
But we shall see. We shall see when they do what they, you know, do what they supposed to do. Then mama be there. You know, but I don't know. I'm just all over the place and just trying to get some, you know, some type of schedule for myself. You know, some type of schedule. Shit.
I think
just
once the ball get rolling, it's gonna be on and popping. Your ass ain't we motherfuckers ain't gonna be able to catch
you. I need a true, you know,
what I mean?
It's crazy. I need a real assistant, but it's just so fucking hard to trust people. I have tried the assistant thing like multiple times, and I done found motherfuckers that's stealing, motherfuckers that's crackheads, and I'm so serious, you know, because at the end of the day, I have to give them access to things, so they have to be at my home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just you can't
well,
trust motherfuckers.
I mean,
it's hard.
Everything is virtual now. You should be able to share any type of files, anything like that. So they might not necessarily have to be in your space.
I'd be wanting
you know
to watch.
Saying?
I'd be wanting to watch.
Well, shit, you can't do
them.
That. You can't. First of all, nobody wants to work under a hawk. That drives
well,
me
saying,
look, if you gonna let me do something, let me do my thing. Don't fucking talk me or do this shit yourself. I don't need you to hawk.
I need someone who really know how to do what they, you know what I'm saying, do shit, and not just to get my content or, you know what I'm saying, all my information so they could take and run it. You know what I mean? Not be doing what they supposed to
do. Do a background. Do a background check. Or go to Angie's list. I don't know who she is or how she got a list, but she got a list. Go to Angie's list. If, I don't know who the fuck she is or how she got a list. Go to her list and try to find you an assistant. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
You funny, because I'm on that damn list, too, from when I used to do daycare. I'm on there.
Oh, okay. See there? See there?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a long time ago.
You detective White. Do your research.
Yeah, but still, you just people. You know, people you meet. You meet their representatives, and then you find out that ain't really who that motherfucker truly is. You know, you thinking you know a motherfucker. You could think you know them and dealt with them for years, but it's just really hard. You know, it's really hard. It's hard, but I'm pulling together. 2020, it's a lot going on. And I'm going to stay extra busy. So, you know, things got to be paid for. Motherfuckers be saying, oh, when you going to do this and when you going to do that? Motherfucker, who going to pay for it? So I got to work to do it, right? I got to stay busy to make sure everything and everybody get paid. You know? So
true
that's
that.
What I'm doing right now. Staying focused. That's
okay.
Why I got 30 jobs. The fuck? 30 jobs and... at least 22 of them motherfuckers trying to kill me. So, I only got 20. I need 4 more hours in a day, and I think I can do this. 4 more hours in a day.
If not I get 4 more hours,
I can do this.
No, then 4 going to turn in another 8. No. No, you go with what you got. That's it. You don't get no more.
Oh.
Shit, we don't get no more.
Mm-mm.
You don't get no more.
Shit, we can share them. It's all good. I can't wait to eat. I'm so hungry. Man, damn, I gave a dog a bath. Praise God. My, you know, I just want to know why dogs get periods for 3 and 4 months. I mean, excuse me, 3 and 4 weeks. That shit is sad. I'm so glad that, you know, as women, we don't get them. But my poor baby is finally cleaned all up. My kitchen is bleached the hell down. She been locked in the kitchen for 3 weeks. Oh, baby.
Oh, dang.
She just
oh,
got
dang.
A hot-ass bath. She's got a hot bath. Was in that motherfucker crying, but that's okay. But she's fresh now. Her could walk all over the house now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. My life is just, you know, staying focused, getting shit together so I can bring you motherfucker something good.
Man, when them shows out there, I'm 5 stars back. That's gonna be live. That used to that was
yeah,
so. Are you still having
practice.
The artists come on there? Are you still having the artists?
Yes.
Is it still gonna be the same format?
No. Well, I'm only doing it 2 times. I'm only doing Honey this after hour. I will be doing it 4 times a month, but only 2 times a month will be artists. And the reason for that is a lot of you motherfuckers set up and say, oh, I'm coming and this, that, and the other. You don't understand. For right now, yes, it will be free for the moment. For the moment. But at some point, I will be charging. But like I said, it's only 2 times out the month that I will be interviewing artists and other people. Not just artists, but people who doing something or trying to come up on something. You know what I'm saying? I'll interview anyone. I don't know, but... those other days will be more like that smash and pass, like, you know, playing people's music and stuff like that. But like I said, the interviews will only be 2 times a month. And I limit it like that so these motherfuckers will be thinking, oh, I'll do it next week. Well, can I come next week? And you got me promoting you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm promoting you when I feel like you're playing fucking games. I'm not going to keep giving you a motherfucking chance. No, when you don't show up, if you ain't got something saying that your motherfucking, your baby died, God forbid, you know, your mama died or something like that, or some real serious shit, you should show the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You're using me for free promotion. That's flyer hoppers. You know
that's
what I
wasting
mean?
My time.
And I'm not.
Don't waste my time.
Yeah, that's
I can't
a lot
my
of wasting
time
my
back.
Time. Mm-hmm. And I, you know.
Especially promoting you for free.
I will dog your motherfucking ass on my motherfucking shit. I will.
I will you dog don't you. I will talk about you like a motherfucking dog. You know what I'm saying? So don't play games. If you know you really can't do it and you got other, you know what I'm saying, other things going on, just say, well, I can't do it. You know, be real about it. You know, don't use me for free promotion so motherfuckers could be looking for you, looking, you know, going to check who you are and this, that, and the other. Also, I will be doing, you know what I'm saying, maybe calls and side-by-side interviews. They may not even have to be in my city. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Live interviews where you, you know, one-on-one talking to you. You know, some of everybody is not just music, not just music. All types
of entertainment. Well, hey, y'all, it's about to be like that for the dub, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Honey Dip, tell them how to get at you, man. It's about that time.
All right, well, it's Niecy, Honey Dip on everything. Y'all see the link, you see my name, you see all of our names, all three of us, and the show name. So, you know, that's Niecy Honey Dip. You can see the spelling. Get it, Google it, find it. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. You know, I got, three pages now again. I didn't realize I had three again. But, you know what I'm saying? You see the two regular pages and so on. So, you know, and I'm bookable through my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And the website is NiecyHoneyDip.com. I mean, like, all you got to do is Google a bit. You're going to figure something out. Hopefully I'll be helpful for you while you're Googling me.
Yeah. Your boy Rap Store, you can find me. You know where to find me at. I'm on Facebook. Cameron Cortez. I also have another one, Cameron Cortez II. That's Roman numeral DOS. You can find me on Twitter, Rap Store 412. Find me on YouTube, Rap Store 412. I got a magazine coming out next month. Music Culture magazine coming out. I'm going to be on that motherfucker. I better get ready. Working on my LP, 90s, baby. It's going to be crazy.
Hey, we out here, dog. I'm shooting. I'm doing scenes, shooting a movie. Shout out Mr. A. We coming with that Show Me State. And he got a movie coming out called The Kitchen. All over the map. Working with some other producers from out of Louisiana. Hey, you might want to stay tuned because I'll Talk No Filter crew got it popping, baby. We see y'all next week, same bad time, same bad channel. We out here. Tiffany Fox, Don't Trust Them, St. Louis Homegrown. Let's get it.
It's Tiffany Fox, nigga. Represent for all the ladies out there. That's getting it on their own. Represent for the real gold.
DJ Scream, nigga. It's Team Fox, you dig?
Get it bad, nigga. I don't trust nobody staying by your side, nigga. I don't trust nobody.
Married to money, you hoes not alone. Niggas be wasting.
I'll Talk No Filter. We out.